Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3305, and today's date is March 14th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Prep and Communication Blackout, Zero Day, Countermeasures in Place. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, you can see they're continually pushing their agenda, but you have to remember something that's very, very important, is that Trump and the Patriots, they put certain traps in place. They actually set up the deep state to move forward with their plan to actually down their own system. And this is all very important because in the end, Trump and the Patriots, they're going to be taking back it all. And the people are going to be with them. Because think about what the people have been experiencing. They've been experiencing an economic system that's been completely and utterly imploding right in front of their faces compared to when Trump was in the White House. Actually, Trump showed everyone, look, it doesn't have to be this way. We can lower inflation. We can have the country energy independent. We can have jobs come back to the United States. We can place tariffs on other countries without the worry of inflation. And of course, the fake news during this entire time period, they said, oh no, tariffs are going to cause inflation. Oh no, everything that he's doing is going to destroy the economy. Actually, whatever they're saying, it's always the opposite. Actually, they're saying it now that if Trump implements tariffs, that could make inflation go up even more. Really? They didn't say anything about Biden when he was printing and printing and printing, or borrowing and borrowing and borrowing from the private what's a central bank system, because that really, if you really think about it at this point, the deep state, the central bank, they're pretty much all in one right now. No one ever said that was going to cause inflation. Actually, everyone was saying the opposite was going to happen. Oh, there will be no inflation. Inflation's going to be transient. We're not projecting any type of inflation. And they were all wrong. So whatever they're saying about Trump now with tariffs and everything else, they're going to be wrong in the end, just like everything else. Because again, what are they doing? They're protecting the private West central bank system. And that's their job. And remember, we've been trapped in this illusion for a very long time. And now people are starting to see the difference. Plus, they're really starting to see how they're pushing this Green New Scam and how it's not really going to benefit the people. Actually, it's going to destroy business. It's going to destroy the economy. And we see this out in California. We see it out in New York. We see it out in Germany. And when you look at New York, what do you see? You see them pushing the Green New Scam. And what they're doing is they're trying to get all the restaurants and businesses to actually reduce their emissions. And if you look at New York and you see what they're trying to do, you can see that this is not going to work out too well in the end. So on April 27th, local pizzerias, bagel shops will be forced to replace their wood-burning or coal-burning ovens with more green options or install expensive air filtration system. The New York City rule will essentially require pizzerias with pre-2016 ovens to invest in a filtration system that will reportedly cost upwards of about $20,000. Under the mandate, restaurants with coal and wood fire ovens must hire an engineer or architect to assess the feasibility of installing emission control devices to achieve a 75% reduction in particulate emissions. Now, when you read the report, it says if they cannot reduce their particulate emissions by 75% or more, and they can't achieve it whatsoever, well, then they must identify any emission controls that could provide a reduction of at least 25% or an explanation of why no emission controls can be installed. So what do you think this is going to do to pizza places, bagel shops, restaurants, and the rest? It's actually going to destroy them. Actually, most of them who haven't really recovered from COVID, because remember, New York is a pretty messed up place. They have the illegals all over the place. They have crime increasing. They have the National Guard in the subway system because of crime or many other reasons. And they're really worried about these ovens, if you really think about it. And this is going to destroy businesses that are barely operating right now. And what's very interesting is the Patriot activist artist, Scott Lobato. He's calling for a protest. He wants all the people out there to protest at noon on Wednesday, March 20th. And once again, you can see that this is not going to benefit the people. It's actually going to destroy their lives. And you're going to see more and more businesses move out of this area. And once again, this is all based around this fake climate hoax that they've been pushing. And they've been giving us prediction after prediction after prediction, and not one prediction has ever come true. Let's go back a little bit in time to 2018 when we had Greta Thunberg. Remember, she was the spokesperson. The earth is going to be doomed and you're doing nothing. And she did all these speeches. It was absolutely ridiculous. And this is what she put out back on 2018. She said, a top climate scientist is warning that climate change will wipe out all of humanity unless we stop using fossil fuels over the next 5 years. So she said this in 2018. We're in 2024. Is humanity wiped out? Are we still here? Yeah. The seas aren't rising like they said. Snow is not the thing of the past. The earth is not warming up. Everything that they have been telling us has not come true. And the things that they're blaming climate on are things that they're causing. All these individuals, all these refugees and asylum seekers, you know, these people that are being released from the prisons and everything put into the countries, they're the ones who are causing all this. So everything that they predicted, everything that they said is pretty much not true. Really, what they're doing is they're destroying everything. They're trying to bring down their old system and they're trying to blame all of it on climate. Well, the economy is failing because of climate change. Oh, the economy is failing because climate change. That's all they do. But who's really responsible for all this? It's the central bank, the World Economic Forum, and the installed politicians. They're the ones who are destroying everything. Why? Because they want to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam. And you can see out in Canada, the economy out there is completely and utterly imploding. And the opposition is showing everyone, look what Trudeau has done to the cities. He said people eating at food banks in Toronto today would fill the Rogers Centre 7 times. The Rogers Centre in Toronto can fit 49,286 people. That is life in Toronto after 8 years of Justin Trudeau. Toronto, what have you got for voting for Justin Trudeau? You can't afford rent. The big cities who voted for Justin Trudeau are suffering the most because of his disastrous and costly policies. And it's not just Justin Trudeau. It's many, many installed leaders around the world. We shouldn't even call them leaders. They're installed politicians. And they have been destroying the system. Just look at all the blue cities here in the United States. Look what happened out in Argentina. Look at all the other countries. You can see it's the same exact pattern over and over and over. And those countries that are breaking free, well, they're starting to realize it never had to be this way. People here in the United States are looking back when Trump was in the White House from 2016 to 2020. People started to realize, hey, you know something? He was right. It never had to be that way. And look how great it was back then. We had a lot more money in our pocket. Inflation was controlled. Even though it's cumulative, it wasn't going up that fast. There still was inflation, but if you had more and more money in your pocket, actually that kind of countered all of it. And he did this by making the country energy independent, which lowered the fuel prices, which means it was a lot cheaper to fill up your car, which means you had a lot more money in your pocket. Plus, when he actually gave everyone tax breaks, you got more money in your pocket. So it kind of countered inflation. And now we're seeing the opposite of this. And actually, Trump's tax cuts, they're going to expire very, very soon. And remember, Biden, he campaigned on saying that his Trump's tax cuts did absolutely nothing for the economy. But we'll be discussing what Biden wants to do a little bit later. But first, we can see there's more and more layoffs right now. Tyson Foods, they announced a closure of their major pork packing plant in Perry, Iowa. And that's going to leave about 1,200 workers jobless. And this is a terrible, terrible thing because think about it. Where are these people going to get their jobs? Where are they going to go? Most of these areas are very, very small. Actually, look what happened to Detroit. Look what happened to Buffalo, New York. When you had Trico and many of the corporations, they moved out of these areas. People, they couldn't find works. And actually, the cities completely imploded on themselves. And this is what you're going to see in California, which you're already seeing. You're going to see this out in New York. And they're going to end up the same exact way because the deep state players, they're pushing these policies that aren't working and they won't work. Now, what's very interesting is if we go back in time, remember when Janet Yellen said that, hey, inflation is transitory? Well, she's apologizing right now. She made a mistake. So wait a minute. This person who's supposed to be the person that knows everything that's going on in the economy, knows about inflation, has all these degrees, was head of the Fed. She's just apologizing right now? And she was completely wrong? Well, what about all the people that are suffering right now? And if she can't get that right, how is she going to get anything else right? Because remember, everyone else, all the alternative media was saying, no, inflation is not transitory. It's going to continue. How did the layman know? But the experts didn't know. Really think about this for a second. And when you start to think about it, it starts to make a lot more sense that these people, they have no idea what's going on. Actually, their entire mission is to destroy the old system and bring us into the new system. So what are they going to do? They're going to lie to the people. They gaslight the people. Biden's doing it right now. His entire administration is doing it right now, making everyone believe that everything is great. The economy is chugging along. Don't worry about what you're experiencing. Hey, if you lost your job, you need to listen to Biden because he says everything's fine. You think anyone's going to believe him? Absolutely not. And you could see as time goes on, the government, it's having a very difficult time paying all the interest on the debt. E.J. Antonio put this out and said, it took 63% of all personal income taxes in February to pay the interest on debt. No roads, no military, no schools, no social security, just interest. 63% of all personal income taxes. That is unbelievable. And this is why the infrastructure of the United States is completely and utterly falling apart. And people see this. The people see exactly what's happening. The people understand that the infrastructure has not been improved in this country for a very long time. Because again, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, and the installed idiots, they don't care about the United States. All they care about is doing the bidding of their masters and keeping control. And anything that has to do with the people, they really don't care about. The central bank has no allegiance. They don't have an allegiance to a country. The World Economic Forum has no allegiance to any country. And I think people around the world, they're starting to realize that, yeah, you know something? They just don't care. And everything that they're doing is to benefit them, not we the people. And this is going to be their downfall in the end because people are waking up. People are understanding what's going on. They understand the Biden administration's been lying. Now we know the Treasury Secretary is completely and utterly wrong. The Fed was completely and utterly wrong. They can't stop inflation. It's built in to the entire central bank system. Inflation will continue and continue and continue. And actually, think about how much debt is being produced right now. And it's getting faster and faster and faster. And as time goes on, you're going to see hyperinflation because debt is being produced at an astronomical rate. And before you know it, this is going to look like Weimar Germany. And we are definitely approaching that. But think about what Trump and the Patriots have done. Because remember, this is all based on the 2024 elections. The economy's breaking down. I do believe in the end, as Trump continually tells the people that, yes, the economy's not well. It's a complete and utter disaster. When you have the Biden administration on the other side telling you everything is great, I think the people are really going to wake up. And remember, going back in time, Biden, he campaigned and he told his donors, I'm going to get rid of most of Trump's tax cuts and a lot of you may not like that. Now, remember, the whole campaign was, oh, these tax cuts, they're for the rich. They're the ones who are getting it. And Biden was out there saying he's going to close all these loopholes. And the tax cuts, they expire in 2025. So now we're coming down to the wire. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots set this up to show that Biden has lied to the people over and over. And the Biden White House said it wants to keep Trump tax cuts for the middle class after they expire. Wait a minute. I thought Trump wasn't doing anything for the people. I thought he was doing everything for the wealthy. Now, all of a sudden, they want to keep the tax cuts. And that's very interesting because the latest budget doesn't offer a plan on what specific tax hikes will be pursued to pay for that massive cost to the Treasury. But it is also notable for what it leaves out. Namely, it is missing budget projections showing how the administration's plan to renew a huge chunk of Trump's tax cuts would affect the country's fiscal footing and how the White House plans to pay for it. So the backstory is that the Tax Cuts and Job Act, also known as the Trump or Republican tax cuts, was passed in 2017 and overhauled the tax code for corporations and people. For procedural reasons, Republicans made it so that the individual provisions in the legislation were temporary, set to expire in 2025. If the individual provisions under the TCJA expire, most middle-class people would see a net tax hike, something that is politically unpalatable for the Democrats. So once again, Biden is in trouble here. And how are they going to get around this? And I do believe Trump, he set traps all the way down the line. The economy is completely and utterly falling apart. All the optics are on the Biden administration, the Treasury, and the Fed. And I don't believe they're going to be able to survive this in the end because, again, this is all based on the 2024 elections. And Trump said, listen, if I don't get elected, we're going to see the market crash, we're going to see a depression, we're going to see the entire system fall apart. Now, I do believe we're going to see the system fall apart way before that, because as we approach the 2024 election, we can see the internals of the economy. They're completely and utterly breaking down right now. I do believe in the end, with everything that is happening and all the layoffs and everything else, you're going to see the market most likely come down. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to crash and everything's going to be a complete and utter nightmare. What it means is that it might be, there might be a correction. There might be a huge downturn in the market. People might get scared. They might sell off. And Trump, the Patriots, can use this to their advantage, because this would scare the people. People go, holy crap, the market just came down 10,000. And Trump could say, listen, if you don't elect me, this 10,000, well, that's just a small drop in the market. If I don't get elected, this thing's going to come down and it's going to crash. Most of the people are going to see this and say, holy crap, we can't allow that to happen. And those people that are thinking this are those people probably going to be laid off. They're going to see the economy, the internals of the economy, completely and utterly break down. And the people are going to say, you know something, we can't allow this to happen. Biden's not doing anything. He's just been telling us that everything's been great. And now we see everything falling apart. We see more layoffs. We see companies closing. We see stores closing. Inflation is picking up. Inflation now is moving in the opposite direction that Biden, the Treasury, and the Fed said it was going to head. Remember, they said everything was under control. Is everything under control? No, everything's moving the opposite way right now. Fuel prices are going to start to move up. And like we said, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, we're going to see a lot of things start to hit, and they're going to hit hard. And people are going to be convinced that Biden, the Treasury, the Fed, and whoever else is running, this is not the direction we need to go in. We need to go in the direction where the guy was telling us, hey, look, the economy's not doing well. The market might crash. And if you don't want this to happen, vote for me. I can fix it in no time. And I think the people, they're going to recognize this. And actually add on top of that, war, maybe events in this country, I think the people will be on board. And I do believe Trump, he can turn this entire economic system completely and utterly around. Like he's been telling the people, we're going to drill, baby, drill, baby, drill. We're going to place tariffs on other countries. We're going to rebuild the infrastructure in the United States. We're going to force jobs back here to the United States. Remember, the deep state players, they force jobs out of here with all the regulations. Wait until Trump removes the majority of these regulations. Countries are going to want to come back here, especially with all the energy, cheap energy to manufacture. This is going to be an economy like we've never seen before. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out, by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below, because every sign up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before signups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they have realized now that everything that they put into place, the indictments, trying to get Trump off the ballots, it didn't work. Trump is now the GOP nominee, which means the deep state players, they are now panicking like they never panicked before, which means they're moving into a new phase to stop Trump. Remember, the first phase was to make sure he doesn't become the nominee. That didn't work out. Now, since he is the nominee, what do they need to do? They need to stop him at all costs, and that's what they're going to try to do. And if they can't stop him at all costs, what are they going to do? I do believe they're going to try to cheat in the election. And if they can't cheat in the election, what are they going to do? I do believe then they're going to shut everything down. Now, I don't mean the internet's going to completely shut down and the internet won't be functioning. I do believe there won't be certain connections and certain things won't work. But the internet, I do believe, will still be up. And you can see the deep state, they are now prepping for a communications blackout. They're preparing for a zero day, because remember, they can't allow Trump to win the election. And if they can't cheat in the election, then why should they have an election? Remember, Trump now has control of the RNC. He now is dictating what they will be doing. They're raising money. They're working on election integrity. The rhinos aren't in control, which actually the rhinos work with the D's. And they made sure that the elections were completely rigged and the RNC wouldn't be doing anything. But now you can see the opposite is happening, which means it puts the D's in a very tough position. Because if the RNC is doing what the DNC is doing, they both counter each other, and it will make it very, very difficult for the deep state to cheat. Because once again, if there's ballot harvesting and the RNC is doing exactly what the DNC is doing, this is going to be a major, major problem for the deep state players, which means they're going to have to take this to the next level. And the next level is shutting down the election so the elections aren't held. And I do believe this is going to completely and utterly backfire on them. And yes, they're going to try to censor. Yes, they're going to try to take control of communications. They're going to try to keep the narrative But in the end, all of this is going to fail. Because why? Trump, the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place. You know, the military has their own cell service. You know, the military has Space Force. They're working with Elon Musk with his satellites. And I don't believe in the end the deep state players are going to be able to pull this off. Yes. Is it going to look scary? Yes. Are they going to down certain things? Yes. Are there going to be outages? Yes. We're going to see all these things. But again, that doesn't mean the deep state is in control. That means they're pushing their agenda just like the Patriots want them to. And the Patriots, they have the countermeasures in place. And all they got to do is go to their backup system. And that's exactly what they're going to do. And everything's prepared and ready for this. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they have set up the entire deep state with TikTok. And we know from the very beginning, Trump, he created an executive order. He created the executive order to ban TikTok. He tried to go to the courts to ban it. The courts shot it down. And as soon as the resident came into power, he decided to reverse Trump's executive order. They kept TikTok. And now we have a bill, which was passed by the House, which we'll be talking about a little bit later, which was passed by the House, which allows the president to actually shut down certain social media sites. Really think about that for a second. So since Trump has been saying TikTok is the enemy from the very, very beginning, they went ahead and created a bill, which is actually not going to take down TikTok. It's actually created to control information, and it will allow them to actually control other social media sites or take other social media sites down. I do believe Trump set this up to maneuver to actually purchase TikTok to go up against Facebook. And with this new law, if it does go through and Biden signs it, actually Biden said he will sign it, and Nancy Pelosi is all for it, you know that this is not a good bill, but it could be used against the deep state. Because once again, when Trump wins and this is law, can they use it against YouTube? Can they use it against Facebook? Can they use it against Instagram? Can they say they are a threat and they're involved in election interference? And can they then be made utilities to control them? Maybe, maybe not. But I do believe that Trump, he actually is forcing the deep state players to do this. So this way, Trump and the Patriots can have another weapon in their arsenal. Remember, their entire mission, I'm talking about the deep state players, is to control information. Because this is an information war. That's what we're in right now. Yes, it's going to go physical. In the very, very end, it will go physical. It will go to a physical war, which is World War III and events in this country and an insurgency. But again, as of right now, we're in an information war. And you could see both sides, they're fighting for the information. Remember, the deep state players, they have lost the ability to control the narrative. No one's listening to the fake news anymore. And actually, as time goes on, less and less people will be listening to the fake news, and they'll be getting their information in other places. And they'll be checking the information over and over and over. So again, we are at war. It's an information war. And the deep state and the Patriots, they're fighting over information. And who do you think is winning? The Patriots are. Think about how long it takes for the truth to come out now. Not that long. Minutes. If you go back in time, and you go back, let's say, to 2016, it took months or maybe even years. Because if you look at the Russian collusion hoax, it took a very long time for people to believe. But now, since that time, a lot of the stories that the fake news puts out, they're debunked very, very quickly without the fact checkers. Amazing. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more of Zero Day and what has been happening with the internet and cell service, because, again, right now, Africa, their internet service is completely down. I do believe what the deep state is doing right now, they are testing and putting everything into place to actually prepare for Zero Day. And we'll be talking about that in just a sec. But first, let's talk about what happened with Laken Riley, because, again, she was murdered by illegal and Biden had to be forced to say her name. Actually, the fake news and everyone else didn't even want to acknowledge that she was murdered by an illegal because of open borders. But what's very, very interesting is that Joe Biden released a statement on a 16-year-old named Next Benedict. She's a troubled gender dysphoric 16-year-old girl who committed suicide on February 8th. Now, the news is that this individual was beaten to death by transphobes. That story is not true. And Wokeness put this out and said, the media told us repeatedly that Nex was beaten to death by transphobes. They told us libs of TikTok was at fault. They told us that it could all be stopped if everyone just affirmed trans kids. Turns out Nex Benedict actually died of an overdose, started the fight, and was fine immediately after the incident. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. And Biden, he released a statement right away. And to release a statement or anything about Lake and Riley, plus you got the name wrong, he had to be forced to do it. That should tell you everything you need to know. They're protecting their foot soldiers and they're making sure that they don't get upset. But the actual people of the United States who are actually murdered by his policies and what they're trying to do here, they don't care. That should tell you everything you need to know. And I think people are waking up to this and people are starting to realize that the deep state players, they have no allegiance to this country. They have no allegiance to the people. Because remember, these people weren't elected. These people were installed by a system that is completely and utterly rigged. And all these people do not report to the people of this country. The people who are installed report to the criminal syndicate. And those are their masters. Those people who are part of the criminal syndicate, they're the ones who dictate to all these individuals what to do. And yes, there's many different levels. You have the foot soldiers, you have Antifa, BLM, the illegals. They do the dirty work. Remember, they're criminals. They're being released from the prisons all over the world, being brought into this country. Then you have the level where you have the representatives and those in Senate. Those people, they push the laws that the deep state, the criminal syndicate wants them to push. And they keep doing it over and over. And remember, those people that they install, they're not the brightest. They're pretty stupid. And these individuals, they take instruction because most of these people, they're easy to bribe. They're easy to blackmail. A lot of these individuals have fetishes and they have backgrounds that if you found out about their backgrounds, you would say, how is this person even in Congress? Then you have the upper levels that actually issue the instructions to these people like Obama, Biden, Hillary Clinton and the rest. And then above them, you have the unelected people that are actually driving all this. And it goes all the way back to the World Economic Forum, the Central Bank, the Rothschilds, you name it. And yes, there's a huge group that is actually calling the shots. And I don't mean bigger than the people of the world. It's a group of individuals that are calling the shot. And they need certain things to happen on the lower levels. And this is why throughout the country, and yes, let's include Soros in all this. That's why across the country, Soros, he went ahead and he placed certain judges, certain prosecutors in place because this whole thing has been infiltrated by these people. And this is what Trump has been trying to remove. He's removing the deep state, the swamp that's been infiltrating this country. They set up a criminal organization. They've been running a criminal organization. It is very, very deep. It is very, very wide. And it's on many, many different layers. And this is the entire plan, is to remove all these people. And you can see Trump, one step at a time, he is cleaning house. And as the people wake up, it makes it a lot easier to clean house. And it's not that many people that he has to get rid of. It's D.C. And yes, there are many other people around the country, but it's not like 5 million people he's got to get rid of. I mean, there's a lot. But you need to get rid of the head of all of these different agencies because most of the people that are working, they are for the United States. It's the people that are on the top level. They're the ones who are calling the shots. But I do believe in the end, the people are going to see all this. The people are going to see the system. The people are going to understand the criminal syndicate. And in the end, this is going to be very, very easy for Trump to actually clean house. And what are people witnessing? They're witnessing the two-tier justice system. They see the criminal syndicate. The laws work differently. Actually, there are no laws for them. And the laws for we the people, well, those work very, very differently for we the people. Actually, they try to bend or actually don't abide by the laws just to get the people. Look at January 6th. Look what's happening to Trump. Look what's happening to all the people that are going up against the deep state players. And people see the two-tier justice system very, very clearly when you look at what happened with Biden. Remember, he was a senator, he was the vice president, he was a citizen, he had classified information all over the place in many, many locations, had it for a very, very long time. And you can see the difference between how they handled Biden's case compared to Trump. Now, Trump, he was the president. The Presidential Records Act covers him. He's allowed to have these documents. Biden is not. And again, they keep saying, well, you know, Biden's a frail old man. He doesn't remember things. Well, if he's so frail and he doesn't remember things and you can't press charges against him, how in the world is he running the country? How in the world is he resident? Because if you can't press charges because he doesn't remember and he's frail, how can he be the person that is running the system? What happens if we enter war? What happens if there's an event? How does this person handle this? They cannot. And what's very interesting is that we can see one of the representative, Jai Powell, she tried to force Special Counsel Her to say that Biden was exonerated. But again, Her kept saying, well, he wasn't exonerated. It's nowhere in my report. And she tried to correct him, and he said, no, I did not exonerate Biden. And the only reason he let him off the hook is because he's a frail old man with bad memory. So can Trump just do that then? Can anyone do that? Hey, listen. Oh, wait. You're charging me with a crime? Well, listen. My memory's bad, and I'm just, you know, I'm just a frail person. I mean, think about that for a second. It doesn't even make sense. But again, everyone now can see the two-tier justice system, and probably that's the lesson here. Look how they treat the criminals compared to the U.S. citizen. Very, very different. And remember, Hunter Biden was telling everyone that, listen, I want to testify in public. I don't want to testify behind closed doors. Remember, he came out and he gave that big speech, the press conference, and he said, well, I want to testify in a public hearing so the world can hear my story. Well, they subpoenaed him again, and he did it behind closed doors. And then Chairman Comer said, listen, you have the ability to testify in public. Please come down. Let's do this. Well, the Oversight Committee put this out and said, the House Oversight Committee has called Hunter Biden's bluff. Hunter Biden for months stated he wanted a public hearing, but now that one has been offered alongside his business associates that he worked with for years, he is refusing to come. During our deposition and interview phase of our investigation, Hunter Biden confirmed key evidence, including evidence that his father, Joe Biden, lied to the American people about his family's business dealings and, in fact, attended meetings, spoke on speakerphone. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number, 20 million households, are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before signups end by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. And had coffee with his foreign business associates, who collectively funneled millions to the Bidens. However, parts of Hunter Biden's testimony contradicts the testimonies of Devin Archer, Jason Galanis, and Tony Babalunsky. Next week's hearing with Hunter Biden and his associates is moving forward, and we fully expect Hunter Biden to participate. The American people demand the truth and accountability for the Bidens' corruption. But then again, is he going to testify? I mean, that's what he was saying. I don't want to do behind closed doors. I need to go public. Well, here's your chance. And if you notice, he doesn't want to do it right now. Maybe he'll be forced to do it. Let's see how this all plays out. Now, we could see that the border crisis is completely and utterly imploding on the cities. And now the people in these cities like New York, Chicago, Detroit, LA, many others, they can see how bad it really is. And this is making the people very, very angry in these cities. And as it gets worse and worse, I do believe people are going to rise up. And these individuals that were installed into all these positions, they're going to be voted out in the end because the people of these cities, they won't be able to take it anymore. And all the excuses and everything these installed people are saying, the people aren't going to believe it anymore. The New York Post put this out and said, New York City spending $387 per day to house thousands of migrants as Mayor Adams tries to slash spending. So wait a minute. He's spending $387 per day for the illegals, each illegal. And what is there? There's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of illegals, and he's trying to cut the budget? How about stop paying for the illegals? How about say the magic words, close the border, secure the border? That would be very easy to do. But again, they don't want to do that. And we could see that the Biden administration, they're losing on every front. Because remember, the House is blocking the money. The House, the Patriots, I should say, control the purse strings. So Biden's not getting money for Ukraine, not getting money for his money laundering. And what's very interesting, he tried to go after the funding of the wall. He tried to get that money. And it looks like the border wall funding, well, that's back on because the judge hands Biden administration a massive law saying you cannot touch the border wall funding. So the judge ruled that the funding allocated by Congress for the construction of the border wall must not be diverted to other projects. The funding has to go towards the construction. Isn't that interesting? Remember, Biden shut down the construction of the wall his very first day. It's already paid for, and the material is there. All he had to do is continue building it. And we wouldn't see what we're seeing today. But once again, what did Biden do? He shut it down, which Trump knew he was going to do. Trump knew the deep state players, they were going to have open borders, because remember, this is all part of the 16-year plan. The 16-year plan, open the borders, bring as many illegals into this country, use them for chaos, use them for the elections, try to blend the country, make it into a third world country, destroy the economy, bring us to war. This is part of their 16-year plan. Trump and the Patriots, they knew this from the very, very beginning. And I do believe Trump waged war on the deep state players using information. In the past, there were certain individuals like Reagan and JFK. I do believe they went directly at the deep state, and that didn't work out too well. I do believe this time around, Trump and the Patriots and the military, they came up with a plan not to go directly at the deep state. Why? Because if you go directly at the deep state, what do? They start war. They love physical confrontation. They can handle physical confrontation. You know what they can't handle? They can't handle information, and they can't handle when people wake up. Because once people hear the truth and the information is out there and it spreads and more people put out the truth and people wake up, you can't put the people back to sleep. So this is a tougher war for the deep state players. And if you notice, the deep state players are losing this war. See, when you lose the war, you become more and more desperate. And when you become more and more desperate, what do? You create certain events. You do things that makes the world dark because you're becoming desperate. And the more desperate you come, the more you got to do crazier things. And the more crazier things you do, people notice. And the people that are noticing, they are awake. So when it starts out and you start very simply just by censoring people, and then the truth comes out that you're censoring people, people see this. Then they have to take it to the next level, then the next level. Soon, the deep state's going to resort to what? Physical violence. And with the population awake, what do they see? They see the craziness of the deep state players. That's the whole point. That's when people see the system. That's when people get it. And I do believe what Trump is doing right now is he's preparing everything for the 2024 elections, and he needs to control the flow of information. And this is why from the very beginning he said, let's ban TikTok, let's go for it. And he tried to go to the courts. It didn't work out. He knew that they were involved in the election interference. Yes, we have many social media companies here in the country like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, that were involved in election interference where they rigged the elections. And let's include Twitter, because Twitter was not owned by Elon back then. And I do believe this time around, Trump, he needed to force the deep state into doing something. And I do believe he set it up so he can actually pull TikTok away from the deep state players. Actually, it looks like he is forcing the sale of TikTok. I do believe this is the move that they are making right now. But Sean Davis, he put this out and he says, here's what's actually going on with the TikTok fight right now. Deep state toadies are taking advantage of anti-China sentiment to transfer TikTok's surveillance apparatus from China's evil surveillance state to the U.S. government's evil surveillance state. TikTok isn't going to be banned because neither the CCP-run Chinese government nor the CCP-owned U.S. government wants to lose such a valuable tool for spying on Americans and poisoning the minds of their children. Instead, the corrupt U.S. intelligence bureaucracy wants control of TikTok, which is why it included divestment mandate. Only a handful of U.S. companies are capable of buying and managing TikTok, and they already function as appendage of the deep state surveillance apparatus. But once again, there is a handful of people that can actually purchase it. Think about that for a second. So with this bill, which we know is the control of information, that's really what it is, has nothing to do with TikTok. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots kind of played them, because now it forces TikTok to say, you know something, maybe we should sell it, maybe we should do something. And I do believe this is forcing TikTok to actually sell so the Patriots can take control of TikTok. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the bill, which is H.R. 7251. And this bill is not about banning TikTok, as we know. It's about information control. The conservative treehouse put this out and said, uniparty deep state establishment is not targeting TikTok from the perspective of concern over data collection. Instead, the DC system, which is to say the USIC, is using the auspices of TikTok to expand the reach of government censorship and control of information. This is a domestic information space battle using the guise of TikTok as a baseline for justification. How do we know? You only need to look at the mechanism of the law as it is written, the compliance section and definition they are using to see they are not targeting data collection. If TikTok data collection was the issue, the law would be structured to ban foreign data collection. That's not what this is. This is a law written to give the executive branch the power to define any platform as foreign owned by the service provider, even if domestic, and the substance of the content contained or distributed. The TikTok ban authorized the legislative branch is expanding the ability of the executive branch to control information, just as the Patriot Act was not about targeting terrorism, but really about domestic surveillance. So too is the TikTok ban not about foreign data collection. It's about information control. And yes, that's exactly what it is used for. It's about controlling information, which means they're going to try to go after other platforms. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're using this to maneuver in a completely different direction. And the Patriots are looking at this very, very differently. So Chris Gilbert put this out on X and said, the real goal is to ban X and Rumble. Elon Musk said, that is my concern. Cat Turd put this out and said, so let's see. China is buying up all our land. Congress does nothing. China is also buying land surrounded our military bases. Congress does nothing. China released a virus into the world. Congress does nothing. China controls over 90% of pharmaceutical drugs. Congress does nothing. Everything you buy in the United States says made in China. Congress does nothing. Ask yourself, let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups and by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Why does Congress, who has let China walk all over us for years, suddenly want to do something but only about a social media app? If you have common sense, you'll be able to answer this easily. Yes, because it's not about TikTok. It's about going after the other platforms. And we could see that the House, they passed the bill that could ban TikTok. And the vote was 352-65. There were people that pushed against it. Andy Biggs, Dan Bishop, Warren Davidson, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Clay Higgins, Nancy Mace, Thomas Massey, Tom McClintock, Alex Mooney, Barry Moore, Scott Perry, Greg Stubbe, and others. So you could see the Patriots, they were pushing back on this. But once again, we know that the Patriots might have a different plan. Trump, remember he put this out on Truth? If you get rid of TikTok, Facebook, and Zucker Schmuck, will double their business. I don't want Facebook, who cheated in the last election, doing better. They are a true enemy of the people. And remember, Joe Biden has already pledged to sign the legislation into law if it passes Congress. And what's very interesting is that AOC admitted that big tech's algorithmic meddles in the election, and she says it's election interference. Tucker Carlson put this out and said, in a classified briefing this afternoon, attended by officials from the Biden Justice Department, AOC claimed that Elon committed election interference in 2022 by changing the algorithms on X to alter the results of the midterms that year. Not coincidentally, the anti-TikTok legislation now being debated on the Hill would allow the federal government to force the sale of any social media platform that interferes in election. Just so you know what's coming in 2025. Think about that for a second. Any social media platform that interferes in the 2024 election, if it passes. Trump, he put this out and said, TikTok is less of a danger to the USA than Meta, Facebook, which is a true enemy of the people. They spent $500 million against me and our great Republican Party, lockboxes and all, and should never have been allowed to do that. TikTok didn't. Like crooked Joe Biden, Facebook is a great threat to democracy, and it will only get bigger and stronger if TikTok is taken out. Do them both. And restrict the money allowed to be spent on politics and lockboxes by Meta, Facebook. So if we go back to the beginning, we could see that Trump, he wanted to ban TikTok. Biden reversed it. And then as they were pushing this bill, Rumble decided, you know something? We would like to purchase TikTok. Put out feelers saying, they wrote a letter, we would like to purchase TikTok. Now that the bill has passed the House, I wonder if TikTok is getting a little nervous right now, and maybe they will be forced to sell in the end. Because right now we have Secretary Mnuchin, he's putting together an investor group to buy TikTok. So think about the control of information. Think about communication blackout. I do believe the deep state players, what they're doing is they're going to try to use this to shut down the flow of information. So as we get closer and closer to the election, who has the ability to say, oh, wait a minute, let's look at that social media platform. Well, that's going to be the resident. So does the bill give Facebook, Instagram, YouTube more power to cheat in the election? Yes, it would, wouldn't it? Does the bill force the sale of TikTok? I do believe so, because I do believe TikTok is going to be very, very nervous about this. If the Patriots take control of TikTok, does this change the playing field? Yes, it does. Ultra Peppy Lives Matter on Telegram put this out and said, Trump's former Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, is now putting together a group to buy TikTok. This appears to be coordinated. He wants the app to be rebuilt in the U.S. He wants a U.S. business to own it and for the company to remain online to provide competition to Facebook as he repeats the same rhetoric as Trump. President Trump signed an order that TikTok had to be sold. I continue to believe that I think it should be solved. I understand the technology. I think it should be sold. I'm going to put together a group to buy TikTok. This should be owned by U.S. businesses. The issue is all about the technology. This needs to be controlled by the U.S. This should not be controlled by any big U.S. tech company. The technology, the app needs to be rebuilt in the U.S. I think a lot can be done in the 6 months. The bigger issue is this shouldn't be controlled by the Chinese. I had access. When you have this app on everyone's phone, it has the ability to collect an awful lot of data. There is no question on a forward business. They have the ability to influence the data and the ability to collect data. The issue today, the focus should be, it should be solved. So do you think something's going to happen that's going to make TikTok very, very nervous? Because when Congress, when the people of this country see something happening with TikTok, will the resident, will there be a lot of pressure on him to do something about TikTok? Will TikTok panic? And in the end, will they sell? So this is going to be very, very interesting. But I want to go back to post 2793, February 18, 2019. And let me just read the whole thing. It says, chatter uptick, how to effectively prevent crosstalk, anti-narrative across all social media online platforms. Ability to prevent crosstalk narrows comms only to fake news, which provides for more control over what is released to inform the public. A series of scenarios currently being conducted. Game the system to test response, risk, and calculate results. Censorship, added layers of inserted code through keyword targeting and bio, history, and comments, and individual platform mods has failed to curtail the problem. So the censoring that they tried to use has not worked. China, Russia, Iran, fake takedown hacks of select platforms for maintenance is one scenario being game played. 0 day, countermeasures in place. Example, think emergency alert system. Think White House controlled new RT news website. Think White House controlled new video stream platform. Think here. Should this occur, immediate steps will be taken to classify each as a public utility, essential public services to gain appropriate government regulation control. Why do we make things public? So if these social media companies, if they're involved in rigging the election or election interference, and Trump wins the election, does he have the ability to control these platforms afterwards? I do believe so. So I do believe there's two phases that are happening right now. One, to put a lot of pressure on TikTok to purchase TikTok. Trump and the Patriots know, because we've been told, that they're going to shut down communications, which means they're going to try to shut down social media platforms that aren't controlled by them. And in the end, they're going to have to shut everything down because they will not be able to do this. But we could see that Trump and the Patriots, they want to gain control of TikTok so they can take TikTok, add it to X, add it to Rumble, add it to Truth, and go up against their social media platforms. And after Trump wins, I do believe they will be able to use this law against the deep state platforms, and they will be able to take control of them. This should be very, very interesting moving forward. But you could see all the European countries, Canada, they're all moving to try to control speech. Canada, the law there endorsed by Trudeau's government could imprison people for life for speech crimes. We have the same thing out in Europe, because what are they trying to do? They're trying to control what people are saying out there. And I do believe in the end, they're just going to have to pretty much shut everything down. Now, that doesn't mean the internet shuts down. It doesn't mean that everything is just shut down. I do believe what's going to happen is there might be an event with a cyber attack, just like they said they're going to try to game the system. It's going to be blamed on Russia, where they say they insert a malware. It's in the systems, and a lot of these systems won't be able to connect to the internet. The cyber attack might insert malware into the election system, because remember, when they're testing it, that is also connected to the internet. So they might say, we don't know if the election systems can be trusted because of what just happened. We see there's a lot of people who can't connect to the internet. We might see power outages. But again, I do believe in the end, it's not that the internet is down. I think they're just going to make it impossible for people to access. And yes, this is going to go to the financial systems too, where they're going to say you just don't have access to the financial systems, and people are going to panic. They're going to be afraid. And yes, the fake news, they can play this up. Because remember, within an invisible event, they can say whatever they want to say and people will believe. But I do believe the people this time, they're thinking logically. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place. And yes, people, I do believe they will be able to get messages in another way. Think emergency alert system. Does that mean Trump is going to be sitting there typing in and sending it out? No. Think about it. If Biden is the resident and the military is involved and the country gets hit by a cyber attack and it hits the infrastructure of the country, we are attacked according to the NDAA, which means the military then most likely will take control of what is happening. And I do believe the military, who's going to follow their oath, they might be sending out a message, or they might be instructing Biden to send out a message, or the Biden administration. We'll have to see how this all plays out, because this is becoming very, very interesting. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared and ready for this, because as we approach the 2024 elections, we were told to look out for these certain things. And think about it. The cell network, they had a glitch. Now, all of a sudden, Africa's internet, that went down. Seems like somebody's testing something. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening out in Haiti, because right now it looks like we're having a regime change. And we see there are two rival gangs right now. We have a gang boss rapper with a YouTube award, which is unbelievable. And the other one is, this person's name is Barbecue. And we can see that these people, they are now controlling Haiti, and the government that was there is no longer operating. So the U.S., they deployed Marines, anti-terrorism unit, to Haiti to protect the embassy, and they're going to try to make a peaceful transition of power. Now, once again, we'll have to see how this all plays out, but it seems very interesting that there is chaos in Haiti at this moment in time, because remember, the deep state used to be in control. Why would they want to shake things up in Haiti? They wouldn't. And remember, the El Salvador president said, we saw this in El Salvador, where these gangs, they were, you know, showing skulls, saying, yeah, we're cannibals. And he said, we clean this up, no problem. I do believe we're going to see changes in Haiti. Remember, it's usually darker before it gets lighter. And I do believe we're going to see major changes in Haiti. But again, remember, all those prisoners that are being released and all those crazy people, where are they going to send them? Well, most likely the deep state's going to get involved and probably have them shipped over to the United States. And they'll just join in with all the other criminals, all the other crazies, all the other human traffickers, drug traffickers. And what do you think the people are going to say? Wait a minute. There was problems in Haiti. We had all these criminals. They were shipped to here because we have open borders. You think a lot more people are going to wake up? Absolutely. Of course they are. But the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that the push that Putin is going to have a nuclear war is off the charts. The Independent, Time, U.S. News, AP, they all pretty much say the same thing. Putin says Russia is ready to use nuclear weapons if threatened. Putin says he's ready to use nuclear weapons. It continually says the same thing over and over and over. And again, why are they doing this? Because something is going to happen in Ukraine or someplace, and they are trying to push Putin into using nuclear weapons. Now, I do believe this is part of the plan. I do believe Putin is working with Trump. And Trump, from the very, very beginning, said we are going to have World War III. It's going to be the N-word. And we can see the narrative is being built right now. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots knew that the fake news would build this narrative, because remember, it's all part of the 16-year plan to bring us to war. Trump already warned us of this. He knows it's coming. The people now know that we're heading towards war. I do believe this is a major scare event, because when the people of this country realize that we're heading to war, and it's not just going to be talk, we're probably going to see events in this country that's going to scare the people into thinking that, yes, we are going to war. Trump is going to continually talk about peace. You're going to have the other side continually talk about war. So you're going to see both sides, and the people are going to have to make a decision. Elect this guy that you hate. Elect him to be president. He will have peace. Keep the guy that you like, I guess. You'll go to war and your family will die. Make your decision. Add on top of that, the entire economic system is completely and utterly breaking down. Biden is telling you that the economy is great. Trump is telling you that, no, we're heading into a depression. The market might crash. Add on top of that, events in this country and Biden telling you that open borders is great. Trump's telling you that open borders is a disaster for this country. So I think in the end, people are going to really wake up. The people are going to see that, hey, this guy wants peace. This guy wants to close the border. And if he does that, all these things just go away. And I think the people are going to be so scared that they're going to realize that what the deep state has been doing is not in their best interest. And again, they're going to have to find that will to change. And yes, it's going to get scary. It's not just going to be talk. And yes, people are going to think they're actually going to war, just like people really thought there was a pandemic. They thought this was the deadliest pandemic we have ever seen. And yes, there's still people having that problem. They still wear their masks. They still think it's out there. But again, people are going to really believe and they will have to make the decision. I do believe they're going to find the will to change in the end. But before we get there, what is the deep state going to do? They're going to try to remove Trump any way they possibly can. But we can see a lot of their moves are completely and utterly failing. Right now, we have the Fannie Willis indictment. It looks like the judge quashed about six counts, including three counts against President Trump. Jonathan Turley put this out and said the following. Judge McAfee's dismissal of the six counts presents a difficult question for the prosecution. If they try to secure a superseding indictment to correct the earlier mistakes, it will make it difficult to try the case before the election. The defense is allowed discovery and time to prepare for the new alleged crimes. That will take off the clock. The court has indicated that they can still rely on the underlying conduct to make out the general racketeering charge. However, that theory was already thin soup and it just got a bit thinner. Part of the value of the multiplicity of counts was to convey a pattern of criminality as a foundation for more serious racketeering charges. This does not disable the case, but it adds yet another setback for the prosecution as it awaits the disqualification decision. So we could see at this point, the deep state players, they're having a problem. Jack Smith is having a problem. Trump is winning in the end, if you really think about it. But what are the people seeing? They're seeing how they're continually going after Trump with everything that they have. Remember, he's the victim. And yes, they will pull out all the stops to go after him. Yes, they will try to convict him. Remember, they have to stop him, and they're on the next phase right now. They tried the indictments. They tried arresting. They had a mugshot. It all failed. Actually, made his popularity move up. His poll numbers moved up. Biden's poll numbers went the opposite way. That should tell you everything you need to know. And remember, Trump continually tells everyone that the deep state players, they rigged the election. And the deep state, nothing happened to them. And that should tell you everything you need to know. We are in their system, their criminal system. They control the elections. They're not going to prosecute their own. They're not going to investigate a rigged election. Why would the criminal syndicate investigate the election that they rigged? The FBI is not going to do it. The DOJ is not going to do it. And the corrupt attorney generals and prosecutors and judges that they put into place, they're not going to do it. Because remember, this is a criminal syndicate. But this is what the people need to see. They need to understand that there was criminal activity, the elections were rigged. And you can see from the poll numbers that people now believe it. Once the people believe it, once the people are awake, once the people see it, the deep state is screwed in all of this. But what's very interesting is Trump put this out, and it's a video from Nevada where they found all these illegal votes. And Trump said the people that did this must be prosecuted so they don't do it in 2024. When will they be prosecuted? Such a shame. I won big, but will win again. Take a listen to the exchange here.
42,000 people in Nevada voted more than once, according to your work in this. 42,000 people. 1,500 people voted in Nevada that were dead. 19,000 people voted, though they did not live in Nevada, and they weren't a college student. 8,000 people voted from a non-existent address. 15,000 people voted, though they were registered to a commercial address or a vacant address. And 4,000 people voted in Nevada that are non-citizens. My question to you is, in my state, when someone votes twice, and we do have that occasionally, and about 50 times a year that that actually occurs in our state, we prosecute individuals that vote twice. Of this 130,000 instances that you have identified from the 2020 election in Nevada, do you know of any prosecutions currently going on in Nevada for any voter fraud?
Not yet, Senator, and that's extremely...
And that should tell you everything you need to know, that they're not going to do anything. It's been 4 years now. Remember, the criminal syndicate controls everything. Justice is not going to come while the criminal syndicate is in place. First, Trump needs to do what? He needs to get the people. He's creating the counterinsurgency. With the military, the people, along with the military, can go after the deep state and stop the deep state. This is why it's been taking so long, because he didn't want to go directly at the deep state. If he went directly at the deep state with the military, what do you think the deep state was going to do? Oh, wait, you're coming after us? All right, look at that nuke that just went off in that city. Look at that nuke that just went off in that city. It wouldn't work. First, Trump needed to put everything into place. He needed to take control of the country. He needed to remove their power. And that's why he allowed them to have the insurrection. He knew what they were planning. He knew what they were trying to do. But sometimes you don't interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves. So you let them do this and you let the military take over, which means they have the control. Then Trump, during the next 4 years, what did he need to do? Well, the first 2 years, he wasn't running. But the people saw what Biden was doing, what the deep state was doing. They were destroying the country because they were following the 16-year plan. Then when he started to run, when he made his announcement, that's when the fun really started. Now the people are on his side. He is the GOP nominee. He won the Mississippi GOP. He won the Georgia GOP primary. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, veterans, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. And for all intents and purposes, he is now the GOP nominee. He put this out on Truth. He said the following: "It is my great honor to be representing the Republican Party as its presidential nominee. Our party is united and strong and fully understands that we are running against the worst, most incompetent, corrupt, and destructive president in the history of the United States. Millions of people are invading our country, many from prisons and mental institutions of other countries. High interest rates and inflation are choking our great middle class and all. Our economy is bad and our stock market is rising only because polls are strongly indicating that we will win the presidential election in 2024. We are now, under crooked Joe Biden, a third world nation which uses the injustice system to go after his political opponent, me. But fear not, we will not fail. We will take back our once great country, put America first, and make America great again, greater than ever before. November 5th will go down as the most important day in the history of our country. God bless America." Absolutely. Now, since Trump won the nominee, and it looks like Biden, of course, he's going to be the Democratic nominee, it looks like we're heading towards a Biden rematch. The problem with all of that is that Biden first needs to stop the investigation. He needs to stop the impeachment because the people are learning more and more about Biden and how corrupt he is. And this is why the deep state players are trying to remove as many rhinos as possible in Congress so they can take control of the House. If they take back control of the House, what happens? They stop the investigations. They stop the impeachment. They have control of the purse strings. This is Biden's plan right now because he wants to stay in the race. But I do believe in the end, they're probably going to fail. And when he does fail, and after he's the nominee, I do believe they're going to say, okay, Biden, you gave it your best shot. You tried to take back control. It didn't work. And I do believe during this period of time, we're going to see a lot more information come out. And since Biden gave the State of the Union, State of the Union usually helps you boost your poll numbers. It did absolutely nothing. Clear and Present Danger put this out and said, two polls have been released after the SOTU. There is no Biden bump. He actually lost 2 points in one poll, which means he's in trouble big time. Paul Bedard put this out and said, Trump's in the driver's seat, pulling away from Biden. Trump 49, Biden 41, Trump 51, Newsom 34, Trump 50%, Michelle Obama 43%. So when you look at this, who's the next best candidate right now? Well, I believe it's probably going to be Michelle Obama. And we'll have to see how this all plays out because, once again, Biden is trying to stay in the race the best he can. Now, that'd be pretty cool if there was a rematch because all Trump has to do is go, look what he did to the country. We're on the precipice of war. The economy is on the precipice of going into depression. The market had a small correction. There are bigger corrections coming. Look at this world that he created. That would be very, very easy. And I don't think the deep state's going to allow that to happen because, again, that wouldn't give them a chance at all. So I do believe in the end they're going to have to actually try to say it's enough is enough. You gave it your best shot. You tried to stay in the race, but we can't use you anymore. Now, he might be stubborn and stay, which means they're going to be taking him out. But let's see how this all plays out. It's going to be very, very interesting. But we know their plan, and they're not afraid to tell you what they're planning to do. Steve Guest put this out and said, Democrats just gave away the game. None of the Democrats' witnesses in a congressional hearing Tuesday could say resolutely that they believe only citizens should be able to vote in a federal election. Well, that tells you everything you need to know, and that's exactly what their plan is. They want all the illegals to vote. But again, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have a plan. They have a plan for us to move to paper. Now, remember, the RNC has been taken over by Trump. They're looking at election integrity. They're raising a lot of money. They're going up against the DNC. They're using the same methods. And I do believe that this is basically countering each other, because if both sides are doing the same exact thing, it's going to be very, very difficult then to cheat in the election. And it's going to be very difficult for the D's to actually cheat by the amount that they need. Because remember, Trump, he says too big to rig, which means it's going to put them in a very tough position, which means they might take it to the next level and actually try to shut down the elections. And what's very interesting is that two major systems were breached, and CISA admits this. One of the organizations compromised through a recently discovered flaw in Avanti products was, ironically enough, the U.S. government's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA. Well, that doesn't make you very confident in the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, does it? Confirmation of the breach came from CISA itself, as well as from an anonymous source with knowledge of the situation. So that's very interesting. So the impact was limited to two systems, which they immediately took offline. They're continually upgrading and modernizing their system, and there is no operational impact at this time, they said. So they turned off the systems. How do they know that there's nothing wrong with them? Think about that for a second. So the former system holds critical information about the interdependency of U.S. infrastructure, while the latter holds private sector chemical security plans. So this is very interesting that CISA was hit by something. So they don't know if this is ransomware. They don't know what it is. Now, take this a step forward. Remember when we had a glitch in the cellular network? That is very interesting. And we also have a major internet disruption in various countries across Africa. So I do believe what the deep state is doing right now is they are now checking and seeing if they can actually bring the system down, or they're prepping the systems. Because again, to actually put certain things into place, what do you got to do? You got to reboot the systems to actually put something into the OS, right? So if you're going to do something, you need to bring something down, insert it, bring it back up. So is this what they've been doing? Most likely, yes, getting prepped and prepared for zero day. Now, again, the deep state players are going to continually tell everyone that, listen, we can't have voter ID. We can't have paper ballots. You can't have people come in person because this is minority vote suppression. You just can't do it. And I do believe in the end, this is going to backfire on them, because Rasmussen Reports just put this out and said voting rights, minority vote suppression and disenfranchisement and voter ID discrimination. Not according to American black lively voters. So the black voters, they're not believing any of this. So this is what Rasmussen put out. 62% of all voters are concerned about the possibility of cheating in the 2022 elections. Between 52 and 59%, a clear majority of the American voters, and tested multiple times, maintain that cheating likely affected the outcome of the 2020 election. 55% of black voters said there was cheating in the 2020 elections. 56% support immediate post-elections bipartisan ballot audits included. 54% of black voters say this. 58% say wider use of the mail-in voting will lead to more cheating in elections. 57% of the black voters said this. 60% agree that the opponents of requiring a voter ID to vote just want to make it easy to cheat an election, including 63% of black voters. 66% say requiring voter ID for voting isn't discriminatory, including 57% of black voters. So let's just get this straight. Black voters aren't believing what the D's are putting out there. They like voter ID. They know there's cheating. They want to come in person. They don't like the mail-in ballots. So will the people accept what needs to be done when the system is compromised? I do believe so. The people aren't buying this. So I do believe as we head down this path to the presidential election and the deep state puts everything into place, yes, they're going to try to cheat. Yes, they're going to try to have chaos. Yes, they're going to have the insurgency. But in the end, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have this planned and mapped out, and they know the people will be with them when they say paper ballots, voter ID. Now, once again, if we don't have the chaos, the elections will be too big to rig. Because once again, I don't believe the people are going to go along with whatever the deep state has planned. They're not going to say, hey, let's shut down the elections for a week. Oh, wait, there's a gas leak. There's a power leak. There's a power outage. The people, I don't think, are going to go along with this. So the only way the deep state players at this point can actually stop from what's happening is to actually stop the elections. Because they'll know, because of their internal polls, that Trump is winning. He's winning by a lot. And they will calculate, okay, we're going to have to be shut down for 4 or 5 days to make up these ballots. And we're going to have to be shipping the ballots in all over the place. Do you think this is going to work out? You think they're going to be able to pull this off? No. I think they're going to be put in a very tough position. And they're going to have to actually try to shut the elections down. But once again, the people, they're not going to be with them with what the deep state is saying. I do believe the backup systems are going to come online. I mean, CISA was just hit. They said they had to shut down their systems. So what happens if they have to shut down the election systems? What happens if they say, listen, we don't know if these things are compromised. We have time. We need a lot of time to look through this. So we need to keep them off. So we're going to just go to paper and you got to come in person. And since the country was attacked and we're on the precipice of war, we might need to have the National Guard, military guard and things. And I do believe this is where we're going to end up. I mean, it would be great if we just had elections, there was no chaos, and Trump won. That'd be fantastic. Perfect scenario. Because it was just too big to rig. But I don't believe the deep state players play that way. I do believe they're going to do whatever they possibly can to actually stop the election. I think Trump, he knows that they're preparing to do this. And again, I don't think Trump wants to win by a little, like it's too big to rig, and they try to cheat as much as they possibly can, but they can't pull it off. I think Trump wants to show the deep state players, I've got the people. I got all of them. And look how much I won by. I think he wants to rub it in their face. He wants to show the country, the world, the people are with me. And why does he want to do this? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before signups end by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.